Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Police Ombudsman of Northern Ireland has identified collusive behaviours in 19 murders and multiple attempted murders in the North West, including the killing of Donegal councillor Eddie Fullerton in Buncrana in 1991. We'll hear from a number of the families. Gardaí say they've received good information in their ongoing investigation into the murder of Aisling Murphy. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says there needs to be a discussion among young men to ensure that they know how to treat women properly. And over 40% of patients with COVID in Irish hospitals aren't showing symptoms of the disease. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach says the closing hours could change. All those stories to follow, and later in the bulletin at around 5:15, we'll have sports news with Oisin, and as it's a Friday, beg on Noach the Gwing, Le Carmen Ferreter. But we begin with the Police Ombudsman of Northern Ireland, Mrs. Mary Anderson, who has identified collusive behaviours in 19 murders and multiple attempted murders in the North West between 1989 and 1993. They include multiple killings in Castle Rock and Grey Steel. All but one of them took place within Northern Ireland. The other case examined was the murder of Donegal councillor Eddie Fullerton at his Buncrana home in May 1991. The report finds Eddie Fullerton was not notified that personal information relating to him had been found in a Loyalist intelligent cache in Derry in November 1989, almost 2 years before he was shot dead in his Buncrana home. The investigation also found there was no record that intelligence requests from Gardaí between June 1991 and January 1993 were responded to by the RUC's special branch. Well, the slain councillor's daughter, Amanda Fullerton, says the report also raises questions for Gardaí and the Irish state.
There are implications still for the Irish state and Garda Síochána Conor. The idea that a democratically elected political representative was assassinated as a consequence of security force collusion with loyalist paramilitaries raises huge concerns that need to be addressed now. I have a strong sense now that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. On our journey, uncovering the truth is what we want. We really want to get to the bottom and disclose the circumstances surrounding the assassination of Eddie Fullerton and the aftermath. The fact that we never received a proper, meaningful An Garda Síochána Conor investigation is a huge thing for my family and for the community. This is our route to the truth, and we just have to see where the truth takes us now.
And that was Amanda Fullerton speaking on today's 9 to Noon show with Greg Hughes. You can hear that full interview, of course, on the podcast of that programme, which is on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the various Zoom interviews and see the show as it unfolded on Facebook. The wife of Gerard Casey, who now lives in Donegal, says the Police Ombudsman's report is vindication for them. He was murdered by the UDA UFF on April 4th, 1989, at his home in Rasharkham. Two gunmen forced open the front door of the address with a sledgehammer before shooting Mr. Casey a number of times in front of his wife and infant daughter. The Greenwich report highlighted that despite some evidence, a number of people were never arrested or weren't arrested until some time later. Well, Gerard's wife, Una Casey Egan, says the report is another step in their campaign for justice.
Now we feel that we can move on here and, you know, there'll be other things done to bring justice for Gerard. There'll be more have to be done. The inquest and all has to be done. And we're left to the inquest, and hopefully this will bring the inquest on a bit quicker.
Another of the killings investigated in the report was that of 33-year-old Patrick Shanahan from Ahiarn in Tyrone. He was shot dead while travelling to work in Castle Derg in 1991. Among a number of failings, the Greenwich report found that police failed to allow a doctor examine his body at the scene. Well, Patrick Shanahan's brother-in-law, Martin Bogues, says for the family, that's one of the most disturbing findings.
From our point of view, the IUC had total disregard for Patrick's life. When the officers first arrived at the scene, within minutes, a doctor arrived, and they denied the doctor access to attend to Patrick as he lay dying. And the doctor was instructed to go. He came back on his own volition 5 or 10 minutes later, and he was denied access again. And it wasn't until a second doctor came, maybe an hour later, that the police gave that doctor access to attend to Patrick. When the witness who saw the report phoned into the police station in Castle Derg, The police didn't call for an ambulance. And that was such as the disregard that the police had for Paddock's life.
And you can get a link to the full report on our website, highlandradio.com. Other news, and Gardaí say they've received good information in their ongoing investigation into the murder of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore. They're particularly anxious to get information on the movements of a green bicycle in the days and hours leading up to 4 o'clock on Wednesday, when the brutal attack took place on the side of a canal. Well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says that both government and the wider society need to foster a change in attitudes.
We need to make sure that we understand and that we teach our boys violence against women is never justified. It doesn't matter who she is, doesn't matter where it was, doesn't matter what time of day it is. It's never justified, it's always wrong. And there is a culture in our society that creates the conditions in which violence against women happens, and happens too frequently, not just in public places, but also in people's homes and in workplaces.
Well, Dr. Marie Hainsworth is manager of the Donegal Domestic Violence Centre. She told Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show today that a balanced discussion with men and women needs to start.
This is a call in terms of, in this moment of grief, to try and, you know, unite men and women around looking at the issue and to actually hear it, to actually have a conversation. What does it mean for women to feel unsafe? And let's not get defensive. Let's not kind of put it on the other or to demonize just individuals and say that it's not a societal problem. Like, where do these people who actually perpetrate very violent acts, where do they get the messages from that it's okay to do this? And we all have a responsibility around addressing that. So it is an opportunity. I know it's a very traumatic time, and I know a lot of people are going to be just very concerned about their own kind of safety in these situations, because, you know, Tullamore, it could be anywhere. It could be Donegal.
Over 40% of patients with COVID in Irish hospitals this week are not showing any symptoms of the disease. A survey of 9 hospitals by the Infectious Diseases Society of Ireland also found the vast majority do not need oxygen, which they say indicates the less severe nature of the Omicron variant. But Chief Operations Officer with the HSE, Anne O'Connor, says while the symptoms appear to be milder, it doesn't change the fact that hospitals are still under pressure.
It doesn't really make a whole lot of difference, in the sense that in terms of running our health system, once you have that number of people who are COVID positive in hospital, regardless, they have to be treated. So they are potentially infectious, and all of the infection control pathways that we have to have in place at the minute are really having a huge impact on our systems.
We know that Taoiseach says the 8 o'clock closing time for hospitality businesses could be scrapped. The curfew has been in place for weeks in a bid to slow the spread of the Omicron variant. While cases surged over Christmas, officials are hopeful the peak has now passed. And Micheál Martin says the issue will be looked at in detail next week.
The restrictions are very severe on the sector. There's no point in saying anything else. So we're making progress against Omicron. There will be a meeting of NPHET next week, and I would hope that we would be in a position to move further in terms of the current restrictions. But I'm not in a position yet to say anything definitive about that. I want to really see what the public health people are saying, and also having a sense of where Omicron is.
A Donegal deputy says he has no confidence that the HSC will act on the Brandon report into sexual abuse at Ardgrainne Court in Stranorer. It's after a recent HICWA inspection stated that the inspector observed a resident engaging in inappropriate sexual behaviour, which was not responded to by agency staff supporting them. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the core of the problem isn't with residents. Rather, he claims it's the failure of HSC management to implement the changes sought in the Brandon report.
The shocking reports that were published by the HICWA into investigation visits that they had on site in Stranorer in last September, and they show clearly that the HSE continues to fail to implement management changes that need to take place, and that they highlighted that would take place on foot of the Brandon report, and they continue to not implement this. And I think this is just shocking that so far on from the Brandon report, that they basically, the lack of urgency that the HSE are doing and delivering these changes is appalling, and it's a constant threat to the residents in the centre themselves. And indeed, the report even highlights what is very suspect sexual behaviour from one resident, which is completely ignored by staff. And so this continues on regardless of what has happened in the past. So how can people have faith that the HSE is actually going to implement changes?
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator says it's time to start taking issues off the table in relation to the Northern Ireland Brexit protocol. It follows a meeting between Mara Sefcovic and Britain's Foreign Secretary Liz Truss in England. They issued a joint statement afterwards saying the talks took place in a cordial atmosphere, and both parties are set to intensify their discussions next week. European Commission spokesperson Daniel Ferry says Ms. Truss and Mr. Sefcovic will meet again later this month.
The meeting took place in a cordial atmosphere, and now what we have ahead of us next week is a set of intensified talks, and both the Vice President and the Foreign Secretary will meet again on the 24th of January. So you have a timetable now ahead of us where we hope to make progress. I think our position is well known. We continue to work for stability and predictability in Northern Ireland. You know that we came forward in October with a number of far-reaching measures to help the implementation of the protocol. So stay tuned for more updates in that regard.
Returning to the murder of Aisling Murray in Tullamore, and a number of vigils have been taking place in the northwest and across the country this evening. Events took place in Derry, Killay and Buncrana. One got underway at 5 at the Diamond in Ardrah. Gatherings will take place outside County House in Lifford at 6, at the Diamond Donegal Town at 6:30, Letterkenny's Market Square and the HSE car park in Ballybuffet at 7 o'clock, and in Carndonagh at 8 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, the 23-year-old was a member of the Tyrone-based Blackwater Cayley Band, and in recognition of that, the Irish Music Organisation has organised a tribute in the Dunulla Cultural Centre in Omagh, and that is getting underway within the next hour at 6 o'clock. 122 new Gardaí have been sworn in today. They'll be joined by a further 26 in the coming weeks. The groups were split for the ceremony in order to comply with COVID guidelines. It brings the total number of Gardaí now to over 14,410. The new officers began their training in May of last year. They've undertaken a blend of online and on-site learning and work experience in stations. 800 further recruits begin training this year. Of the new Gardaí attested today, 16 are being stationed in the northwest. The Donegal Municipal District has heard renewed calls for the area of Donegal Bay to be designated as a blue way for tourists. Councillor Niamh Kennedy believes such facilities would link Bundoran, Ballyshannon, Donegal Town and Killybegs, and it would market the bay as a whole tourism destination along with the Wild Atlantic Way. She says it's something that needs to be looked at very seriously.
We have really, from Donegal Bay, you're talking about from Bundoran right around through to Glenhead, with a massive array of entertainment and activities, from the surfing in the Bundoran and Ballyshannon area to the sea swimming and the blue flag beaches. We've got 3 lighthouses obviously in the bay, and we've got a lot of the activities from the cruise ships coming into Killybegs port, the tuna fishing that's going on. So really and truly, when you look at it, it's a complete necklace already there.
The Coherlick of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District is welcoming news that several lanes in the Letterkenny area will be resurfaced in the coming year. Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says they've never been resurfaced either by the Old Town Council or Donegal County Council, and they're now in urgent need of repairs. A similar motion was moved by Councillor Jerry McMonagall. The lakes at Oakfield Terrace, Muckish Avenue and Schlieffnacht have been allocated funding for resurfacing already, and Councillor Kavanagh says it's important that these works are scheduled as quickly as possible.
These lanes are lanes that were not done going back to the time of Letterkenny Town Council, and the Town Council were in the process of getting the lanes done at that time, but then the Town Council was disbanded, so they never got done, and there hasn't been funding to do them, and we've been asking pretty much on an annual basis to get them finished. There's only really about 4. There's one Oatfield Terrace, I think, Muckish Avenue, and 2 at Schlieffnacht. So we've never got the money to do them year on year. But now money has been made available this year. I'm just asking that we schedule them now and get them done as soon as possible.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past 5. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Former Limerick and Waterford midfielder Bastian Heary has signed for Finn Harps. The Madagascar international spent the first half of last season at Bohemians before a loan move to Derry City. Heary was named on the PFAI Team of the Year in 2018 and played alongside current Harps defender Ethan Boyle at Linfield, where he won a league title. He was capped at underage level for France, where he came through the Paris Saint-Germain Academy. Cross channel, Brighton are looking to extend their unbeaten Premier League run to 4 matches tonight. They welcome rivals Crystal Palace to the Amex Stadium. Kick off there is is at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow's meeting of Burnley and Leicester City at Turf Moor has been postponed. Burnley don't have enough players to fulfil the fixture due to COVID-19 cases and injuries. Locally, there's two matches in the Ulster Senior League this weekend, and we'll be featuring one of them on Sunday afternoon. It's the all-important top-of-the-table clash. The leaders, Bunnaghy United, who have a four-point cushion at the top, are going to Inishowen to play the defending champions Coghill Celtic, who sit second in the table, 4 points adrift, and also have two games in hand. So this could be a crucial game for both sides. Chris Ashmore will be there on Sunday. Kick-off time is at 2 o'clock, while Letterkenny Rovers and Finn Harps are also playing on Sunday afternoon. To Gaelic games in the under 19 schools McLarnon Cup today. There was defeat for Loretto Milford. The Donegal side lost out to St Joseph's of Donoughmore. 2-6 to 7 points was the final score. St Joseph's of Tyrone scoring two goals in the second half there to take the victory. At inter-county level, the Connacht FBD League final between Galway and Roscommon takes place this evening. It throws in just under half an hour's time at 5:45. The Air Dome outside Ballyhaunas, of course, is the venue for that game tonight. Well, the Donegal footballers and hurlers will look to progress in their respective pre-season competitions this weekend. The Donegal hurlers meet University Ulster in what is a winner-take-all in the Cup on Saturday. After an impressive one over Antrim last weekend, another one over the students of Jordanstown would see Donegal through to the final. Manager Mickey McCann feels Saturday's test will be a tougher one than their first outing.
Probably, Oisín, a lot more physical than last week. We Antrim in the under-20s, you know, we're always going to be a wee bit ahead of them plus physicality, and it proved that way, you know, and we get in for goals early, and the game was over at half time this week. You know, you've been against maybe some Antrim down players in the 23s, 24s in good shape, and the county players. So a lot more physical task, Oisín, and Jordanstown has beat Antrim under 22. So look, it'll be a good test tomorrow and an upgrade from last week, you know.
Yeah, and it's a winner takes all. Whoever wins it goes to the final.
Yeah, I suppose the final will be nice, Oisín, but the main reason we want to get to the final probably is to get another game before the league, and it'd be great preparation coming up to the league, you know. So we'll be going all out tomorrow to tie one, Oisín, and getting the final is always nice, sort of a cup at the end of it, you know. Now, a few changes from last week, picked up a few injuries during the week, and a couple last week we Ray Campbell's on his groin, you know, and Aram Alija hurt himself last week, you know, so two or three out, and Danny Collins still on honeymoon, but with Mick Donoghue and Davin Flynn, who weren't available last week back, so look, a couple of changes, but we're probably every bit as strong as last week, you know.
That's Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann, and you can hear that interview in full. It's available now in the sports section of highlandradio.com. As for the footballers, a Donegal win over Antrim tomorrow at Port Glenowen will seal a place in the semi-finals of the Dr. McKenna Cup. Antrim go into the game having beat Down midweek. Donegal, of course, opened last weekend with victory against the Mourne County. We'll have live commentary from that game tomorrow afternoon. It will be available on our website, HighlandRadio.com, as from the 1:30 throw-in time. And as we head to the final three games off the group stages, Antrim against Donegal, Armagh are taking on Tyrone, and Derry are in Fermanagh. Donegal, Armagh, Derry and Monaghan are the four sides which are currently in pole position to make it through to the semi-finals. Strabane's Kieran McLaughlin will be ratified as president of the Ulster GAA at the convention this evening. The Tyrone native has dedicated over 30 years to serving the association, having held positions both on and off the field. Kieran is very much pushing towards all associations coming under the one brand.
Our ladies association and our camogie association, our handball association, all elements of the Ulster association, which if we can continue to support each other to make them strong, to be as integrated as we possibly can be, then that's an opportunity that we need to take in Ulster. We are already doing very well because we have an integration committee which works closely. What we want to do over the next couple of years is to see if we can strive to make that even stronger and thus be the forerunner for what hopefully will become a one association down the line.
In rugby, Munster are in France to play Cass tonight in Pool B of the European Champions Cup. Despite COVID cases in the French side, the game is not in jeopardy. Starts at 8 o'clock Irish time. Robert Bellicoon makes a welcome return to the Ulster wing for Sunday's trip to Northampton. The Ireland international hasn't played since picking up a shoulder injury at Clermont in December. While Johnny Sexton has been named on the Leinster bench for Sunday's Champions Cup visit of Montpellier, Ross Byrne will start at out half for the game at the RDS. Locally, there's a big game in All-Ireland League Division 2C tomorrow as Tyrone and Derry clash. Oma are playing host to City of Derry at the Thomas Mellon playing fields. That one gets underway at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and that result for either side would be a huge boost as they look to stay out of the bottom two in the standings. When in the Towns Cup tomorrow, Letterkenny are on the road. They've got a cup tie away to Lisburn. The ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup starts this weekend in the West Indies. Ireland's opening game is against Uganda on Saturday. It's taking place in Georgetown. Gets underway 1 o'clock Irish time. St Johnston man Scott McBeth is part of the Irish Under-19 squad for that competition. While in boxing, the National Under-18 and Under-22 Championships get underway this evening. The first of the Donegal fighters is in action tomorrow, Saturday. That's Cormac Hall from Dunfanaghy. He goes in the opening round of the 57 kg featherweight division. In golf, Seamus Power will enter the second round of the Sony Open in Hawaii on 7 under par. The Waterford native trails the leader Kevin Nye by 2 shots. And Judd Trump's through to the semi-finals of the Masters in snooker. He beat Cameron Wilson 6-1 at Alexander Palace. Mark Selby goes up against Barry Hawkins for the right to play Trump in the semis. Shinny and Sport Donal, Beamage, Arash Rishamara, Igadá Clug.
Gormogav Oshin Agusanish Unlocked, Alev Ik Column Ferreter.
Shewer Mahasa Column Ferreter and Shot Len the Priv Scalty Air Highlander Radio. Turch and Commissioner Changa, Ronan O'Donnell. Go well, Dol Kunkin Santa Sajanta Majula Carta Changa, Margalar and Act Najanga Ha Offigula. A Hinu Cockish O'Hin. Walshe Arachus Falshiha Erhiv and Commissioner. Gotta be in Rodus Tower to Yanish, na a kentu go garter and tact nua ivaim. Is gad on stat grivu or vala practical, August rave grivach anish, confime a horch don a cospori solure ataliaca ma san act darlish. Tashimaraim egan act gomesha eragomus, giliga usage eg fihe fwingid de archihe nua. Sa tervish pobli, agus sa stad servish rive fihe agus trocha, togan an raktiocht fwi fobliocht fridgman na gilige, comaila servishi ave her foil sa geltocht in gilige, agus ta acham regenta on comai dulgashi ura an commission yura changa fosta. Tasha racha eg stad rooney Hushkirch Erin Brendan Lewis Gowel Shetarish play a yenov Erin Act Changa Uhui Laparchi had Stormont August Goro Mun Sunri Arihe Fos Lahentu Hug Realtus Nabratan Yagaltana Sunari Godorha should Fuin Raktiak Snatihi Parliament at Westminster and me Yaru Foher Shai Hart Munan Yarnu and Kuram in Stormont Revision. Fuaganche now will onanus a fight egin geliga ohui, mar a yalu eg co into kel ravine and kuig bliana jago hen. August Giri le foreign pubbles cheese producta, pubbles golgi door, and lavanukta oil a comortus cheese producta e kine and charting arena charting ya. Tomala more telcha egin realtus as a good ubra. Ella ohus na panjema an run avi fui cabajol na mauta shinchera an comortish in ye comortis gair fogriogur iri foran a shinchir na pobulskola an crave regina a winch a ma rahishud arai con onadiocti yenif egan crave nashinta an vi shahogin shin machod shagulier slanagus banacht.
Crumhagoth Cullum Augustinish on I'm Sure. Staying mostly cloudy and dry this evening. Some clear spells, any drizzle or fog patches will be confined to higher ground. Winds light and southeasterly in direction. Mostly cloudy and dry overnight with just occasional patches of drizzle again on higher ground and possibly in coastal areas. Lowest temperatures 1 to 5 degrees Celsius. Coldest under clearer spells where frost and mist or fog patches may develop locally. Winds light and mainly burial. variable southerly in places. Tomorrow, Saturday, mostly cloudy with a few patches of light rain or drizzle. Some sunny spells breaking through as the day progresses. Highest temperatures on Saturday of 7 degrees in southerly winds. And that's Highland Radio News. Main stories in brief. The daughter of the slain Inishowen councillor Eddie Fullerton says the report published by the police ombudsman in Northern Ireland today raises questions for Gardaí and the Irish state. Mara Anderson identified collusive behaviours in 19 murders and multiple attempted murders in the Northwest between 1989 and 1993. Gardaí say they've received good information on a bike which is of significant interest in the investigation into the murder of Aisling Murphy. Reports this evening that a person of interest has also been identified. Vigils taking place in a number of areas. Details of some vigils coming up in Donegal tonight on our website, highlandradio.com. Over 40% of patients with COVID in Irish hospitals aren't showing symptoms of the disease, and the Taoiseach says that the restricted closing hours could be re-examined next week. Back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 14th of January. The death has taken place of Margaret Larry Gallagher, née Cannon, Front Street, Ardra. Her remains will repose at Shevlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening until 6:30, followed by removal to her residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family, neighbours and friends welcome. The death has occurred of Thomas Tommy McBride, Forest Hills, New York, Maynooth, County Kildare and formerly of Mount Charis, Donegal. His remains will leave Jennings Funeral Home, Oscar Traynor Road, Coolock, Dublin tomorrow, going to the Church of St Fintan's, Sutton for 10 o'clock funeral mass, followed by burial in Fingal Cemetery. Family flowers only please by request. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Breda Boner, Lower Door Gwydor and formerly of County Roscommon. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Wake private to family, close friends and neighbours, please. A funeral mass can be viewed live on the Gillespie Funeral Director's Facebook page and the Chalk Pubble with a webcam. The death has taken place of Alice Simpkins, The Row, Greencastle. Alice's remains are reposing at her daughter Lorna and son-in-law Joe McDermott's home at 19 The Links, Greencastle. Funeral from there at 2 o'clock on Sunday for funeral mass at 2:30 in St Mary's Church, Ballybrack, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private to family and friends only, please. The death has taken place of Joshua McPaul, Mahery, Dunlow. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, with interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. House and funeral strictly private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Nelson Wade McCrabb, the racecourse Ruffo. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Wake private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock funeral service in Ruffo Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu to Medical 3, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Beatrice McQuaid, Falcarra. Her remains are reposing at her brother Aidan's home in Ballyconnell, Falcarra. Rosary at 9 tonight from St Finian's Church, Falcarra, with wake private to family and friends only, please. Funeral mass tomorrow in St Finian's Church, Falcarra, at 11 with burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass and rosary tonight can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place in San Francisco, California, of Kathleen DeLucci, née Doherty, Neddy, formerly of Bridge Street, Carndonna. Her funeral will take place at St Peter and Paul Church, San Francisco, on Tuesday next, the 18th of January. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.